Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you like the great outdoors? Are you or are you looking to be a master bow hunter, king of the hill in archery? You're in the right place. Welcome to Bow Hunter Planet. It's the Bow Hunter Planet podcast, recorded live in the BHP studios, Detroit, Michigan, with your host, Team BHP.
The BHP podcast is proudly presented by Vanguard Outdoors. Learn more at vanguardworld.us.
Hello and welcome to the BowHunterPlanet.com podcast. Myself, Dave Thomas, along with Chris Schnurr, Kevin Conlon, and Bob McGee. And today we got our friends Andy and Jay on from Crossman. Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going great, guys. Thank you for having us today.
Yes, thanks for being on. We're really excited here. We actually purposely pulled out a whole bunch of Benjamin products, Crossman and Centerpoint. We got them all sitting here, and we've been playing with them, waiting this conversation because we figure we have some fun here. So we got the Airbow out here. We were just talking about it in the background, and we got some of the BB guns out and air guns that are absolutely phenomenal powerhouse machines. And then, of course, the crossbow lines. You guys, the thing is about you guys right now, there's just a lot going on. You know, it's not just one or the other. You got airsoft in there. There's a whole bunch. So I guess tell us about the strategy of Crossman. Like, are you guys, what can people look forward to, and where are you guys focused at?
Okay. So the Crossman family of brands, as we refer to it in-house, is, as you mentioned, Crossman, Benjamin, Centerpoint Archery, and then a smattering of airsoft products. The Crossman focus as a whole on the marketplace is to deliver high quality products at a exceptional value. So we don't ever build the most expensive line of product or the absolute, you know, top of the line Ferrari, if you will, of products. But what we do deliver is a high value that every man has enough money in his pocket to go out and buy and put into his gun shop, or I mean in his gun safe, or into his repertoire of firearms he uses, and have a lot of fun with it. For a long time, the Crossman brand also focused on, you know, bringing youth shooters. So we've sold a whole lot of variable pump 760s, which I'm sure that everybody on the podcast today has either played with or owned at some point in their life. So, you know, the Crossman strategy, like I said, is to deliver high quality at a reasonable price.
Yeah, it makes sense, man. You guys have done such a great job. I mean, we were talking about this, this conversation came up before, and we were talking, Kevin and I were talking about the Centerpoint crossbows, and we were talking about the price point, you know, on some of these bows. And when those bows first came out, they were like selling like hotcakes. We did a couple videos on them and people went nuts. And everything we heard of them was all positive reviews. And the bows weren't very expensive either. I think like, was it like $399 or $350 or $320 or something? They were pretty low cost and people loved
absolutely.
Them. They were putting up against bows that were a lot of money, you know?
Absolutely. And I can let Andy speak to this a little bit further, but you know, the original entry into the archery space for Crossman was in vertical bows. And this is a number of years ago, and it didn't do great for us. And I think it was because we didn't do anything significantly better than the competition. We didn't offer a tremendous value, and we didn't have bows that were, you know, super feature rich. But when we pulled out of the vertical bow market maybe 4 years ago. And then we decided to get back into the archery market. And when we did, we knew we needed to come at it pretty hard. And the first product that we introduced, and Andy, forgive me or correct me if I'm wrong, but was the Sniper crossbow. And the Sniper crossbow was delivered every feature that a bow hunter or somebody just getting into crossbow hunting might want, but at a $299 price point. And so that was, you know, a price point that hadn't been seen at big box retail or at dealers in the past. And so it got a lot of new people into the archery sport. So, Andy, did I get all that right?
Yeah. And I think to what Jay said, you know, we looked at what the market was offering, and, you know, and our strategy was always a great value and a lot of features, you know, a feature rich product. And, you know, we did a little bit of research. Well, I can say we did a lot of research when we looked at the first bows we wanted to introduce, and we really looked at the features, you know, aluminum rail, great optics, the speed, the adjustability, looking at, you know, the limbs and cams and making sure that they were, you know, a quality product. And when we looked, and we actually looked at a couple of the first packages that we put together, you know, we were able to go to market and really look at the value and that $299. The first year we went to market with the Sniper, it was $299 for a bow that was, you know, 370 feet per second, adjustable stock.
Wow.
Great optics, you know, aluminum rail with, you know, with the full kit, you know. And it just really took off. And I think, you know, a lot of hats off to Crosman backing Centerpoint Archery. You know, we're an air gun company. And when we first entered the market, you know, we looked at it as we really had to make a name for ourselves. So, you know, we wanted to make sure that the first product that, you know, that we launched was going to do very well and actually be a value to those, you know, the everyday, you know, everyday hunter or everyday, you know, shooter that wanted to go in and to be able to afford something that would last a long time and actually have some results, be accurate and be able to, you know, go out and hunt with and, you know, and enjoy it for a while. And I think we hit a home run and, you know, we've expanded on that. And I think we've learned a lot in the first couple of years that we've been in business. And, you know, the new products that we have are hitting it out of the park too. And I'm really super pleased and super excited about our new offerings.
Yeah, I think you guys do a great job. I think the crossbows have been really, really well done. I mean, we've only seen positive things from it. I know Kevin, safety portion.
Yeah, I did. I remember when these came out and we did some of the reviews on them when we first got them, and I started looking at the price point. I said, yeah, what is this going to be, you know? And I remember doing the review and thinking that, you know, these are, you know, hitting the entry level market, but it wasn't entry level equipment, you know, it was really good stuff. And the other thing that I liked is some of the safety features on it, you know, that you could tell you guys were really thinking about, you know, the market as far as, you know, the grips and the adjustable stocks and all that kind of stuff. Cause I really like that, cause one of the things I look at when I do the crossbow reviews is for safety, you know, and I think you guys put a lot into that with those grips and just the comfortable, you know, the comfortable shooting aspect of
it's
it.
It's nice on the Gladiator Whisper, you can wrap your fingers around and into the stock, which really is definitely a big protector and does it right, you know. Is that something you guys definitely looked at when you were doing the design of these?
Yeah, so, you know, it, right at the beginning, you know, we were looking at features like that. And I have to tell you, like, one of the decisions we made very early on is every one of our, you know, crossbows have anti-dry fire and automatic safety. And that's kind of a standard in the industry right now. And also a pass-through foregrip. You know, we wanted to make sure that a foregrip had enlarged finger guards on it. And we really like the idea of a pass-through grip that allows you to put your fingers, you know, in a safe place and keep the fingers, you know, from, you know, ever getting anywhere, you know, in the danger zone up on that rail. And I think most of the models going forward right now, we have that in mind and we've taken that, you know, in consideration for every design that we look at now.
Yeah, there's so much positive stuff going on there. And if you're a consumer and you have not shot the Centerpoint crossbows, you're missing out for sure. Like I said, we did the reviews, and if you look at our reviews we've done in the past, you can go look at the people's comments. I mean, people are like, I just bought this and love it. I just, you know. So, I mean, even the ratings on your website are really high on it, you know, with people giving it basically 4 out of 5 stars in every direction. So, definitely, and that's just the one bow. We didn't look at the other ones there, you know what I mean? So, definitely well done there. Let's move on to talk a little bit about the let's talk about the compound archery. So, gets a little bit more aggressive, I guess, when it comes to marketing and getting involved in that industry, in the size that you have, you know, a whole bunch of competitors now. You know, I think in the crossbow market, there's a lot of competitors, don't get me wrong, but I think when you guys started it, you know, it was, you came in with a lower price option and it really did a really well, you know, really good job. So tell us a little bit about that, like the compound, like where do you guys see that now? Because obviously the competition's a little bit more fierce. You're getting a lot of top designers in there.
Yeah. And you know, we took a, you know, we looked at it and we always look at it as what's the need in the market and what are the consumers looking for? And I think we looked at it the same way we looked at crossbows, is what can we offer a value, a vertical bow, vertical compound bow, you know, and also have it feature rich, you know, and give a consumer or a hunter or a new bow or that's going, you know, getting into the sport or getting into the hunting, you know, with a vertical bow. And can we give them a product that would, you know, stand up to what's out there and be a better value, you know, with a lot of features. And, you know, I think we did a pretty good job. We're learning a lot. We brought two bows to market, the EOS and the Kronos. Both of them perform, you know, really well. We've looked at doing some improvements to a couple different aspects of that. As a matter of fact, we've gained an archery engineer on our staff that, you know, we're really happy about that, because we're now in the process of looking at the design of the, you know, the riser, of the cams, of the limbs, you know, ourselves. You know, but I think we really did, you know, for a 199 and a 299 bow that goes out there, it competes with bows that are 499, 599 out there. You're getting the performance, you're getting a bow that's ready to, you know, take out in the field and hunt, you know, with everything in the package, you know, a release, the rest,
wow,
you know, everything that you need to go out, you're out there, you know, in that total accessory package.
Yeah, that's really something. I mean, that's a full, is this something you guys are planning to sell, like a big box stores or?
Yeah, that's something I was just going to speak to, guys, is that I think that the consumers of a high-end vertical bow are different from that of a crossbow. And at least in our research, what we understand, what fit the Crosman sales model really well was crossbows through the Centerpoint brand, because where we have the most success is at big box retail, you know, the Bass Pro Shops and the Cabela's and the Gander Mountain and, you know, pick your big box retailer, the Centerpoint line of crossbows does really, really well. Our research indicates that more vertical bows are sold through what we call specialty retail, right? So bow shops, smaller independent stores, okay, where we don't have a strong foothold as Crosman. So we haven't been as successful in getting market penetration with our vertical bows as we have been with crossbows. Now, that's not to say that there's not desire out there for a crossbow that has a lot of value and a whole bunch of features. So I think we'll make better market penetration with our vertical bows over time. But the market was ripe for the taking with our crossbow market, you know, being mostly sold through big box.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. So, I'd like to talk about a little bit about moving into like the BB guns or the air guns. That's like a serious area, like serious. Like, I never realized the competition shooting that goes on, people shooting butterflies or something at like 100 yards or something crazy. Like, I didn't realize it was such a market. I know you guys obviously live it. So tell us about that industry a little bit. I mean, I think it's underestimated. People don't realize how large it really is.
Yeah, it's a huge industry. As you mentioned, there's multiple facets of it. So there's the junior shooters of the world, who's, you know, everywhere from a 8-year-old boy up to 14, 15-year-old boy that gets their first pellet rifle or BB gun and that's where they fall in love with the shooting sports, right? And I can all, and I've been involved in the shooting sports for about 15 years in the industry, and I can still remember, you know, my first introduction to air rifles, and it's just memories that you carry for a lifetime. And so the Crosman brand or the Benjamin brand wants to be part of that person's first experience with a rifle, and then become part of a lifelong shooting experience for that particular person. And so, as you mentioned, though, there's multiple facets of it. There's also people that get involved in what's called extreme bench rest or big bore air guns, where, you know, these are more expensive toys. These aren't entry level, you know, $100, $700 air rifles. These are serious PCP air guns, and even some break barrel air guns that are capable of, you know, 1-inch accuracy at 100 yards. And so those are a lot of fun to shoot, and they're a challenge to shoot. And so it's just like anybody that gets into, you know, long range rifle shooting or 3-gun competition. There's a whole industry of people that get involved in air gun competing. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We're actually looking at some of them right now, and the Armada Magpul edition is just unbelievable. We're just looking at it on your website as we speak. Talk about unreal. I mean, that thing looks like a sniper rifle. It's unbelievable how sweet that is.
And yeah, absolutely.
You know, Jay, I just wanted to say that Armada, that was one of the first PCP guns that I got myself involved in. And I really, when I came to Crosman, I really, you know, had pretty much a, you know, kind of a background of air guns like you guys. You know, I didn't really know that, you know, they were, you know, how powerful they were, and they were used for hunting. But I got my hands on that Armada, and I still use it today for shooting, and it is quiet, accurate, and it is just unbelievable that that you can shoot that accurate and have so much foot pounds of energy behind a pellet, you know, in an air gun, which just amazed me.
In that Armada, is that a 17 or 22 pellet that you're shooting out of that?
Well, the one that I shoot is a 25 caliber.
Actually. 25.
Yeah, it's so we go all the way up to 25 caliber on there, you know. But, you know, and again, you know, I mean, you know, I've taken that out, you know, shooting rabbits. I've shot coyotes with that gun, and again, I'm just amazed at how quiet and how accurate that is at long range.
It looks like it's totally sub MOA at 100 yards.
It's it's out there. It really is. You know, you get, you know, your speeds are, you know, not as, you know, you're not as fast, but your speeds are, you know, I think it's you know, around 800 feet per second, you know, with 22 or 25 caliber, and you know, again, it's just
wow.
It's just amazing to
power.
Me.
Power. Jeez.
At is the that power.
Is that used for any sort of hunting too, or just target? Oh, there it is. Sorry, varmint hunting, pest control, small game hunting. Very cool. Like squirrels.
Yeah, and then if you look at our Bulldog platform,
oh,
I mean that shoots a 357 caliber projectile.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
you
that one
can,
we're just looking at
for
the Bulldog.
Hog or small game, it's incredible.
What's nice about all this stuff is you can take your kid out, teach him how to shoot, and you're not gonna break the bank spending on ammunition.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And you know, the other thing about kids and kids, you know. You know, air guns have a very different recoil, you know. So, you know, you're not talking about taking a firearm out there, you
very
know,
good
having
point.
To put a recoil pad or having to, you know, counteract that recoil. You know, when a kid puts a 25 caliber or even the 357 Bulldog, it's pretty amazing when people pick that up and they shoot it. And the first thing they say is, you know, wow, and boy, that didn't kick at all. And it really doesn't with the air gun, you know, not it's a very different recoil. You know, than a regular gun, but you know the sound and the recoil are, you know, two things that, you know, really make that an enjoyable gun for any shooter.
Yeah, it's that thing is really cool, and that now that's the platform, you know, going into the air bow, correct? This is the same platform as
absolutely,
the air bow.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So I guess, you know, we could talk all day about BB guns and stuff because you guys have so many, and there's a lot to going on there. I will say this: I did want to talk about before we move on to the air bow, because that is definitely a topic we want to talk about. But before we do it, you guys launched the DPMS SBR full auto CO2 rifle.
Unbelievable,
dude! unbelievable. I look at the video of this thing, and I'm going to pull
reaction,
it up.
That's the reaction that we're hoping to get out of everybody.
Watch so this.
I can give a little bit of background on what kind of brought that product to life. And so, as you know, we hold the license for all of the Remington family of brands. And so we have a line of break barrel guns around Remington. And we did a Bushmaster ACR a couple of years ago. And we had, I won't say have been afraid of a full auto M4, but it hasn't been as inviting to market something like that. But now that, you know, the market is pretty tempered, or not tempered, but is understanding of modern sporting rifles as they've been rebranded, it's been a great opportunity to introduce that gun. And so the DPMS SVR is something we've been working on for about, I'd say almost a year. We're planning on doing a media event at SHOT Show to allow some media folks to have their hands on it for the first time. And then we're going to be shipping that to dealers about the first week of March. And so that gun is just a lot of fun to shoot. And the CO2 market for full auto guns had been declining for a number of years. But as some new players got into the market, that segment has been really re-energized. And Crosman recognized that as an opportunity to introduce a really cool, really fun to shoot CO2 full auto BB gun. I mean, if you say CO2 full auto BB gun, that's a lot of fun just in itself, right? So, I mean, the guys, we filmed a promotional video for it about 2 months ago. And the guys that did it, they went and filmed it on their lunch break. And, like, they had permanent smiles for the next week just because it's so much fun to play with that gun. And so we hope that consumers enjoy it. We think they will. We know that dealers are really excited about it. And so I'm glad you guys had the same reaction. To the gun.
Yeah, it gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, playing army in the woods.
Yeah, absolutely. And it, you know, it feels a lot like a standard modern sporting rifle. You know, it has a lot of the same features. The ergonomics are very similar. So it's actually a useful training tool as well. And that's how you can justify to yourself spending almost $200 on a BB gun, is that, you know, it's a training tool, right?
Yeah, yep. It's literally unbelievable. The power. I just showed the guys a video while you guys are talking. We're all like, they're dying. Just, they weren't laughing out loud, so you can hear it, but they're couldn't believe it. This guy's shooting, if you haven't seen this video, this guy's shooting this thing and he's just destroying these, looks like lollipops or something, and then all of a sudden he runs out of ammo or air or something. He pulls out another handgun out of his belt and starts smoking it with an automatic handgun, which looked unbelievably awesome. And you guys, that, let's just say that has to be on Test Lab this year. I just want to be put that out there. That's, those two things have to get here because we are totally reenacting that
count
scene.
Me in.
That looks fun.
We'll make that happen, guys.
That looks seriously unbelievable to me. I mean, wow. Just absolutely wow. So those two things, let's ask this question. How does it work with those with, is it just considered like a weapon, or how does it work for legal portions? Cause it's auto, like full auto, or is it BB gun? It's not a big deal, or you know what I mean?
I'm not a lawyer and don't pretend to be one. So, but it's my understanding that there are very little restrictions relative to,
the BB
air
portion,
rifles
probably.
Or CO2.
Yeah. Cause it's probably more of a fun. Automatic fire. Yeah. I mean, yeah, obviously, absolutely. Obviously, it doesn't have an orange thing on the front end, so it's, you still should treat it like a weapon, right? But for safety
correct.
Purposes. However, let's segue here into the Airbow, because speaking of CO2 and power, this has got to be one of my favorite products that came out, I believe, last year, right? Beginning of the year last year or 2 years ago now? It's been at least
2 years ago now.
So 2 years ago, Crosman and unveiled through Benjamin, I believe, or Pine. Yeah, is it Benjamin? Yes.
It is a Benjamin product.
So. They unrevealed this Airbow. It caused dramatic stress in the industry. People are like, this is not a bow. This is blah, 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 and all this. And then it kind of calmed down after a while. But then you guys were able to succeed in getting certain states to start to make it legal for certain kinds of hunts. And that was a big deal and a smart move on your guys' part to start working with the states. I've always had a big issue with the people talk about this bow, and I have my reasons why I think this is way superior than a crossbow. And I still think it should be considered a bow because it's still an arrow, but that's my opinion and everybody's different about this. But My thing is, I really, really love the ease of use of this. The cocking mechanism is very simple and quick. To me, this is a safety thing. This thing is so safe compared to a crossbow. Crossbows are safe, but, like, let's be honest. You got a string that's at full power, right, the whole time. And, of course, you know, your finger, you got to be careful. You got to be thinking. This is a little bit different. You don't have any strings or anything in the way that hands, for kids especially. That was one of my big things for it. There's no way a kid can really get hurt on this. Obviously not staying in front of it or something, but, you know, you don't have all that extra stuff. Just very simplified shooting and such a blast to shoot. We've seen Jim Shockey shoot a buffalo with this thing. I mean, absolutely unbelievable power at 400 feet per second. Huge power, and at a cheap price, at only $1,000, which is the price of a really expensive crossbow or a compound bow. Just absolutely incredible, guys. So I guess let's talk a little bit about the Airbow.
Okay. So, yeah, you hit the nail on the head in that it is a polarizing product with the archery purist, right? And that it doesn't have a string cam, so a lot of people don't want to refer to it as an archery product, but I'm with you, Dave. It propels an arrow, and the arrow is the thing that's going to end up impacting the target or the game, right? So in my mind, it's an archery product. But when we set out to engineer or design the Airbow, it was about safety. That's what we were trying to do. We wanted to introduce a product that operated much like a gun and had the safety factors of a gun, but propelled an arrow. And so when you're looking at the Airbow, you're absolutely right. It's much easier to cock than a crossbow. It's safer to transport than a crossbow. It's just all around an easy, fun, safe weapon. And it has been an absolute challenge in number one, getting the states at either the legislature level or the regulators to define what a piece of archery equipment is versus what's a gun versus what's an air gun, right?
Yep.
And so it's been a bit of a challenge, and I've been tasked with handling our legislative affairs, and we've had some success in a couple states, and we're gaining some more success in other states. So if you are listening today and you think that the Airbow is a product and you want it to be legal to hunt game in your state, call your DNR, call your local legislator, tell them that this is a product you're interested in so that we can help have legislation come before legislators to make a decision about what the Airbow is and what season to put it in. Where we've had success is getting people, you know, when we demonstrate the lethality of the weapon and then how safe it is to use and operate, most of the times we have a lot of success. When we run into trouble is when there's opposition to the Airbow from the archery purists, as I talked about previously, or people that just don't understand it.
Yeah.
So
I think it's education.
It's a really neat product.
You know,
it's an education.
I think it's always education. I think what needs to happen with the Airbow, in my opinion, you and I talked about a little bit offline, just about getting it involved in a lot more things, so people are seeing it more and wanting to get involved with it, right? It's one of those things in my mind that the issue you guys are having with this is that you got crossbow hunters and some archer hunters who say this is not a bow. Right, that's the issue. If every bow hunter is like, I don't care, this is how I think. A weapon's a weapon, right? I can use it to kill a deer, I'm in. You know, what does it matter to me? If it's easier, if it's safer, why in the world would I not?
But if you go back and you look at the history of archery, the traditional archer hated it when compound bows came out. They said that wasn't true archery.
They fight everything.
True. The compound true. Bow hunters looked at crossbows and said crossbows. Oh, that's Schnur, not archery.
Schnur's getting ready over here.
And the same thing's happening with
this. He's been holding off on this conversation.
Yeah, we better get Schnur in here.
So,
no, that's it. We don't want to hear it.
I'll say this. So I had, when I first saw the Airbow, my first encounter with the Airbow was probably about 6 months ago when I work at one of the big box retailers. So I was able to meet your rep for the local area here, and he brought the bow in and demonstrated it to us. And right off the bat, I had mixed feelings, and I'll be honest. But as time has gone on and I've seen crossbow sales, and I mean, we dealt with the Centerpoint 370 this year on sales, and kudos to you guys for getting those bows out. I mean, I think at any given time I had 25 to 30 of them in stock, and I was selling probably 50 a day at any given time. But as I kind of watched and saw what people wanted, to listen to people talk about the air rifle, it was, or sorry, the air bow, it's what everybody wants in a crossbow anyway. Everybody wants a narrow crossbow. They want something that's ultra maneuverable, that's super fast, that's really accurate. I mean, is that, I mean, if you look at like some of the other companies and some of the new bows we saw at ATA this year, I mean, they're all just trying to get the same size that what you guys already have, right?
Yeah. This is,
yeah, absolutely. You know, the air bow and Jake, if you don't mind, they, two things I want to make sure we touch base on before we stop talking about the air bow is just the wow factor. You know, number one, you are correct. You know, everybody wants a safe, narrow, lighter, fast. I mean, that's the whole, you know, game right now. They want, you know, faster, they want narrow, they want safer, they want lighter, you know, and if you look at it, I mean, the air bow is pretty much answers all that. It takes the safety factor in consideration. It's, you know, it's faster than any crossbow out there right now. And, you eliminate the cocking, you know, you don't cock the crossbow. All you have to do is pull a lever back and you're ready to go and load. And plus you have multiple shots and reloading's a lot more simple. So we've solved the problem. You know, and again, you know, I'll leave the legislative part up to Jay and some other people, and I'll always be an advocate for it. But I think also, you know, I mean, I've taken this bow out, and we went down to Atlanta or to Georgia, and we shot pigs with it. We went to a couple states and had the opportunity to shoot deer with it. You know, and it is just an absolute, when anybody picks that bow up, whether you're a traditional bow hunter, you know, and you're you know 100% you know against something like this, you pick it up and shoot it, it gets a wow factor out of you, and I think that in itself is fantastic. And if we can, and as Crosman, you know, we when we introduce this, if we can get anybody, young kid, people that don't hunt, people that weren't interested, if we can get people to take an interest in a weapon like this and say, wow, that's a weapon, that's an easier weapon for me, I don't have to cock it, you know, I'm not strong enough to cock a crossbow, or I don't want something dangerous, you know, like with the strings, and we can get them in the woods to hunt, you know, that to me is a selling item, you know, that for states that are looking for more hunters to get out in the woods and more sportsmen to get out there, you know, this is a great alternative weapon.
Oh, for sure. This, you know, I said it from the beginning when this thing came out, when this thing came out, I have to admit, I kind of took this personal when people started saying bad stuff about this bow, and it's nothing to do with me, obviously. I don't work for Crossman or anything like that, but when that happened, it came out, a lot of people were in shock and awe, and that was a positive and a negative. There were some that were like, wow, this is ridiculous, da-da-da. But my biggest beef with all that is just that, listen, we push companies like Crossman as consumers to develop the best possible product that we can buy with our money. That's what capitalism is, and that's what we do. We want the best. Every year, we push the bow companies to provide faster bows, more powerful bows, smoother bows. And Crossman comes out with this bow, and it's the perfect thing, right? It takes away all the issues with safety and all this stuff, and then people still had the nerve to complain. I couldn't believe it. Like, I was blown away when I saw this because I was like, this is it. Someone actually listened and developed something that is unbelievable, like literally unreal. And so, listen, guys, the point is, this is the future. This thing's not going anywhere. As long as Crossman's behind it and stays behind it, it will continue to grow. This is not the kind of thing that's going to go away. This is the future. This is the safest, most reliable thing out there. And it makes no sense to like ban this or not have this as a weapon of choice when you can use all sorts of things, right? Spears in some cases. I mean, come on.
David, you guys will be happy to know, and some of the predator and the hog hunters out there will be happy to know that we'll be debuting we've teamed up with Coyote Light, and we'll be debuting a couple custom versions of this in a hog version, and also a hog kit and a predator kit.
Cool.
Wow. Very cool.
That sounds cool.
A couple different versions.
You know, while I got you on, so this is Kevin, I just recently got a brand new motorhome, and this fall I plan on doing some traveling to hunt. So what states can I go to take this thing and hunt with it? Where can I go hunt?
So we've got a full map of the legality on our website. If you go to crosman.com/airbow, there's an interactive map that'll show you the states in which certain game is legal to hunt. So check that out. And, you know, if you have some questions about some specific states that you're planning on going, give me a call and we'll get you set up and make sure that you're legal to take whatever game you're planning on hunting.
Is there anywhere I could go hunt mule deer with this?
I'm on it right now. On that for you.
Okay, good. Maybe we'll go together when you get it.
give me a second. I'll tell you.
You know, if he's not mule deer, then at least you can go shoot a hog with it somewhere. That's for sure. Yeah, no, that's definitely.
We had a blast. We had a blast down in. We went to the NRA show and showed this, and afterwards we had the opportunity to go shoot some hogs and. And, you know, the guys at the place that we went to, they were just absolutely floored, you know. And we ended up actually leaving the airbow behind. They loved it so much. We actually ended up I think we ended up getting a little bit of pork for the airbow. But don't tell anybody. But it blew them away. And they were just we ended up hunting. Getting the hunt. I think we hurried up and got the hunt over so they could go back and shoot this thing, you know, at targets, and we just had a blast with it.
That's so funny. Hey Andy, I forgot to ask you, what is your background?
My background, you know,
hold on, how long is this show, guys?
Let's
we'll just give the abbreviated version. There may have been Handy Andy, the local repairman. Andy may have been a prison guard and a high school chemistry teacher, but over some beers at some trade show, Andy can give you the full story of that whole legacy of his life.
I'll give you the real short. You know, I've been a bow hunter and a hunter all my life. I recently got into crossbows and archery, and I got hooked up with Crosman, you know, by being in the industry and meeting some people that, you know, that had the same, you know, the same, you know, hobby as mine. And that was, you know, shooting crossbows and archery. And even though I do have a little bit of a varied background, but, you know, I've been with the company for about 5 years. And like I said, been there when we brought crossbows aboard, and hopefully I'll be there for a while. And, you know, if we continue to do the success that we're having and we continue, Jay continues his, you know, his lobbying effort with the airbow and also for our archery, you know, I really think that there's some really good things happening. You know, recently just got back from the ATA show, and I have to say that I am super, you know, just absolutely excited about the products that are out there, you know, not only ours, but, you know, competitor products, you know, although, hey, they're competitors. There's a lot of innovation that's going on out there. There's a lot of things that are new in crossbows and in archery. And it's just good to see that people are innovating. People are coming up with faster, narrow, more deadly foot pound of power. And it's just exciting to see that stuff. So I'm really excited that, you know, we have a good archery team now. We have a product manager. We have an archery engineer. We've got, the new Crosman, we were acquired a few years ago or last year, and they're behind us 100% with archery. So we're really, really trying to move archery into Crosman's kind of forefront. You know, I'm sure that we're never going to beat air guns, but, you know, that we've really taken it seriously and taken our products, you know, to the next level every year.
Awesome. Yeah, very exciting, guys. Any last comments, guys, on your end? Any closing comments is probably the better way.
Well,
Jay,
I got to tell you, we did introduce it at ATA. We introduced 5 new crossbows.
Wow!
We've got everything from I'll run down them real quick. We have a Spectre at 375 feet per second. It's a really great tactical adjustable bow. We've got a couple dealer distributor bows only for those dealers looking for a price protected, you know, a 299 and a 399 bow that are very similar to the sniper. That's the Mercenary 370 and Mercenary 390. We came out with a low draw weight bow, the Volt, which is a 130-pound draw weight, shoots 300 feet per second for a youth female or those older hunters who can't cock a 150-pound or 175-pound crossbow. And then we also came out with a 330-foot-per-second recurve bow to go up against some of those, you know, for a $399 value to go up against some of those recurve traditional crossbow shooters.
Awesome. Wow, that sounds like a good lineup.
A little bit. Yeah.
Sounds exciting. We know those will be on test labs soon, I'm sure, so we can get our hands on them and then show the audience what we're talking about and see the power behind what you guys are working on.
And by the way, Arizona is legal for mule deer.
Oh,
guess you're going west.
Yeah, I'll be going west.
Great. You guys just got him all excited. Now he's got a tee. You guys don't want to join him in that RV. It's a pretty amazing piece of machinery. That's all I can say. It's brand new. It's really, really stellar. The things. Woo.
Look us up. We'll provide the weapons. We'll provide the ride.
He'll pick you guys up on the way. There you guys can work from there in the mobile station.
Arizona, here I come. Actually, I'm going to Arizona in the spring. So
you can get ready and check it out.
I can do some scouting.
Get your tags ready.
Yeah.
All right, guys, thanks, Andy and Jay, for joining us from Crossman. We appreciate it. Go to crossman.com to learn more about all their great stuff from their air guns, their air bow, their crossbows, their scopes. They got so many great things. And get a kid outdoors, get them shooting right away. You can do that through Crossman with all those different weapons. They have so many different options and a lot of great, great things out there and a lot of great innovation with the brand. So thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Bowhunter Planet podcast online at bowhunterplanet.com with your host, Team BHP. Check us out on Facebook at Bowhunter Planet. We'll catch you next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.